At some point amid this pandemic, you've probably used Zoom for work, school, social gatherings. But for musicians who want to play together online, Zoom just doesn't work. There are often delays and sound quality issues. So musicians and scientists on opposite coasts have been trying to solve the problem. Marcy Silman from member station KUOW reports on their efforts.
2020 was going to be a banner year for the Westerlies. The Eclectic Brass Quartet released a new album in January, then headed off on a West Coast tour. They came back east for a New York album release show at the end of February, and then everything shut down because of the pandemic. Trombonist Andy Clausen says they haven't seen each other in person since.
As an ensemble, we spend most of our year together either rehearsing or touring or recording or workshopping new music. So to not be able to do that for months and months in the foreseeable future was really sad and devastating.
Trumpeter Riley Mulherker says they decided to get together on Zoom.
We said, let's just give it a try and see, you know, how bad can it be? And I think we played for maybe 30 seconds and we said, okay, this isn't going to work.
The sound wasn't great and there was a lag between each of the players. It takes time for sound to travel from its source to our ears, even when we're in the same room, says Chris Chafe, the director of Stanford University's Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics.
If I'm, say, 7 feet away from you in a room, the sound from my instrument or voice will take about 7 milliseconds to cross to your ears.
7 milliseconds is imperceptible. But Chafe says for every extra foot sound travels, add another millisecond to the delay. At 350 feet, the length of a football field, you'll hear an echo.
Go, Pat, go!
And Chafe says the internet magnifies the audio delay, especially at long distances.
As it stretches out geographically, then so does the transit time on the network.
It takes 40 milliseconds for sound to travel online from San Francisco to New York, for example. This delay is called latency, and Chafe began to experiment with ways to eliminate it about 20 years ago. His research resulted in an audio streaming platform called JackTrip. He's continued to develop it to the point where he says he can now improvise live with musicians around the world. Chafe and a software engineer recently launched a free pilot version of JackTrip for the general public. Back in Brooklyn, the Westerlies were on their own journey to replace Zoom. Trumpeter Chloe Rowland says they found the answer in the recording studio.
Our producer lived up in Boston. We were all down in Brooklyn. And to make it so we didn't have to travel back and forth to mix the album, they used this program called Audio Movers, which allowed them to send us high-quality audio in real time of what they were doing.
After using the program to collaborate mixing down their album, the musicians started experimenting with it to play together.
And we were able to hear each other in time and play with each other. And that feeling of when that first happened was, I can't really explain how incredible it was to feel that after months of not playing with other people.
Unfortunately, the program didn't eliminate the digital delay. So trombonist Willem de Kooke says they came up with an old school solution.
We'll listen to the leader, usually Riley. And Riley will say, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we try to line up our clapping with Riley.
At the start of every live streamed show, a designated leader starts to clap.
1, 2, 3, 4.
One by one, the other players join in, and they speed up the rhythm.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Back in his attic in Brooklyn, trombonist Andy Clausen monitors their audio feeds, adjusting them to synchronize the claps.
We are all good.
Clausen gives a thumbs up and they begin to play. Clausen is the only one who hears all four quartet members. The other three can only hear the leader, who can't hear any of them. But they still manage to pull off a live concert, and each one attracts several hundred viewers.
Let's see, who do we have watching? Oh, hey, Mom.
The Westerlies have managed to make this work But Andy Clausen says it can't replace being in the room with an audience and with each other.
There's a certain amount of risk that is both terrifying and thrilling about live performance. Given that we are thousands of miles away, this is the best solution we've found to achieve that feeling and share that with our audience in real time.
Clausen is also sharing free tips on how to work with the program on the Westerly's YouTube channel.
Thanks for tuning in. I see Grandma Kathy's out there as well.
For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.